There's a housing trend picking up momentum across Philadelphia, converting old churches into apartments and condos. WHYY's Bobby Allen reports on the forces driving this movement and who wins and loses when a former church morphs into housing.
Melissa McCormick started her search for a Philadelphia apartment after landing a job at an IT consulting company. And she came across a church. Its clock tower, old brick exterior, and stained glass windows don't exactly scream upscale lofts.
Taxi drivers, Uber drivers are always like, "Are you sure this is where you want me to let you out?"
The former church in the Graduate Hospital neighborhood is known as Sanctuary Lofts. And to McCormick, it was more appealing than a shiny new condo building.
Feels a little less like gentrification just because, at least in the case of this building, it was just standing here abandoned before.
It's happening more and more. As demographic changes shrink church congregations and more parishes merge, a new glut of empty church buildings is emerging across the city. In the Philly area, the number of Catholic parishes has dropped 18% in the last 5 years, reflecting a national trend. To developers, that's an opportunity.
I am so happy that these buildings that were placed in the heart of residential neighborhoods in dense urban areas are finding a second life.
Developer Leo Volosian has St. Laurentius and Fishtown under contract. He has hopes of doing 23 apartments there. Over the past 5 years, nearly a dozen former churches in Philly have been transformed into housing. But as Volosian found, there are many pains along the way. At a packed public zoning meeting recently, Kate Davis-Horan was among those who came to express concerns.
Have you given any thought to perhaps making less dense units and providing some type of service, a business, perhaps something that will add to our community, to the fabric of our community?
She lives right next to the empty St. Laurentius.
I don't want to see the building get torn down, but I do think we can do better than 23 teeny tiny units in this historical building.
She'd rather the space have public use, but she's also concerned about parking and neighborhood crowding issues. Area resident Jesse Gardner is also skeptical.
The outside of the building is a shell, and it's a beautiful thing visually, but it's very minimal in terms of asset compared to what it could be if it's kept as a sacred space.
It's the kind of neighborhood backlash that happens almost every time a church development is proposed in the city. Some wish it would revert back to a church. Others want a reuse that doesn't mean adding dozens more people to their street. But to developers like Volosian, housing is the safest bet. The church's high ceiling will even allow him to add a second floor.
Just to get enough utilization out of the building so that we can, you know, have enough of a profit to take on the risk of preserving the building.
Bob Yeager is president of Philly-based Partners for Sacred Places. He says it's great that more churches are finding a second life as apartments, but the concerned residents have a point.
I think it's a societal question. How do we encourage healthy transitions from congregational use to other uses?
Whether healthy or not, about a third of all church conversions in the city have been residential. One issue Yeager hears a lot with putting apartments in former churches is that the space ends up serving a very different role to the community than it did as a church. That doesn't please everyone.
Yes, people have homes, but it doesn't house programs for the arts anymore. It doesn't serve kids anymore. It doesn't serve the homeless anymore. It doesn't feed anybody anymore.
But Volosian and other developers say making a church into, for instance, a nonprofit community space wouldn't pay the bills. And Yeager says without university or other institutional support, that's often true.
In most neighborhoods, the single biggest demand is for residential. And so developers are naturally looking to these buildings to think about how they could be sensitively reused in a way that would preserve that character.
Back in Fishtown, standing in front of St. Laurentius, Volosian says it would have been a lot easier starting from the ground up. Because the building has a historical designation, every small change to the exterior has to be approved by the Historical Commission. It's not something every developer would be willing to go through. But he says, how could anyone rip down the oldest Polish church in the city?
It has tall, majestic spires that oftentimes have a falcon roosting on them. They have a beautiful green patina. The church is just awe-inspiring. You walk in and you look up and the baby blue ceiling is really just kind of brings it all to life.
But if Volosian's dreams come true, the only people who will see that baby blue ceiling will be the second floor tenants. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.